We've heard some remarkable stories, and we know of some remarkable individuals, X-Man, who do incredible things.
Yeah, well, things that you and I could never do.
Do you remember back to 2020, the young, sparky Ned Brockman? He ran 50 marathons in 50 days.
Yeah, I do remember that, because I remember that he sort of encouraged me to do one marathon. Mm. And guess what? I went for a run the other day and I got up to 12 minutes.
Yeah, well, and that's what makes it even more remarkable, because, you know, your mind might be willing and then you get out there and have a bit of a crack. Go for a run.
Right. The knees are no good. The legs are no good. The back's no good.
See what I
aches
can do.
Aches and pains.
And you realise I can't do much.
No
well,
way.
Ned, who was doing all of that for homelessness and to help raise money and awareness, raised just under $100,000 for the Red Cross. He's decided, I'm having another crack.
Mm.
I'm loading up again.
Couldn't possibly be more than what he's done.
But I'm going even bigger. So picture this. Picture this. Running from Cottesloe Beach, one of the icons of Australia,
yeah,
to another iconic beach just around the corner, Bondi Beach, on the other side of the country.
Cot to Bondi.
Can you believe it?
My greatest stress is how I'm going to get from Cot to City Beach.
So he's going to try and run, X-Man, 100 Ks a day.
That's huge.
For around 40 days, which is the equivalent to more than two marathons a day. And the great man, Ned Brockman, who's a sparky.
Yeah.
And he's just trying to do his bit to raise awareness.
Knock around, bloke.
For a homeless charity, We Are Mobilised, joins us on the line. Ned, morning.
Thank you for the introduction, boys. Yeah, good.
Did we get it right there, brother?
You nailed every bit of it.
Beautiful,
every bit
mate.
Of it.
Well, you are inspiring, Ned. Well done.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it a lot.
Now, Ned, if I was, so I said in the intro there, I went for an 11-minute run the other day.
Yeah.
And got a bit sore, and I now know that probably 12 to 15 minutes is my max. How do you know where your max is when your goal is to run across the country?
There is no max. It's just what I'm going to be able to get up the next day. You know, I've got to be able to keep going. So I guess the max what I will be doing is the 100K a day.
Yeah.
But, that'll be also the minimum. I'll be getting that done for sure.
Jeez.
But yeah, it's basically breaking it down into four 25K segments a day.
Right.
Yep.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
And then, a bit of break in between each, and that for a bit of fuel, maybe rest if I need it. And then, yeah, go to bed, go again.
That's a mighty effort, though. I mean, 24, breaking it into four times 25. I mean, one
it's simple math. It's hard
yeah,
to do.
I know, but 125 would be most people's capability, I reckon.
Yeah, the max.
You're going to have another three after that one.
Yeah, bloody oath. And then another 39 days of it. So.
Amazing. Amazing. So 40 days worth of work to raise money for. How old are you, Ned, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 23. Yeah.
23, only a young bloke. So what has sort of inspired you to do this?
Well, as you said earlier in 2020, I did the 50 marathons in 50 days after work. As you said, I'm a sparky, so I was
just after work.
Straight after my day job. I saw a lot of homeless people when moving to Sydney from country town of Forbes, New South Wales.
Yeah.
Yep.
I saw a heap of homelessness going into TAFE in the city for my sparky apprenticeship. So I thought I was giving out cash and giving out, you know, food and helping out where I could, but just starting conversation. And I was like, I've got to do something with this madness of my running. And ended up raising 100 grand for the Red Cross in 2020. And I just wanted to make a movement. So here we are trying to go 10
Incredible.
Times bigger.
Hey, Ned, have you been to Perth? Like, have you spent any time over here? And I know you're starting at Cottesloe. Have you been over here and looked at what Cottesloe Beach is like and everything?
I haven't actually. I'm going to hopefully spend a good 2 weeks over there before I go, and then it'll be in the horizon once I leave. So
tell you what, Ned, I know you've been on the Today Show. You've had plenty of publicity, all of that sort of stuff. But I'm super impressed and almost moved by what you're about to attempt. We should do our show down there.
We should
on the
do
day.
Something.
What
absolutely.
Time of the day will you kick it off? Do you reckon?
That'd be amazing. I'll be early AM. I'll probably be off. Depends what you guys want to do, but if I'm probably 5:36.
Oh, that suits us, mate.
Yeah, absolutely spot on for us. We'll bring the caravan down. We should do the show live from Cottesloe Beach that
absolutely.
Morning and kick you off in style. Are you running through the city of Perth by any chance, Ned? Are you going right through the guts to start it off?
Oh, may as well. Why not?
I'll give you the tip, you mate.
He's a Lord Mayor, Ned. He can close some streets if you need.
Run straight down St George's Terrace and straight past Council House. We might have a bit of
the band
playing for you as you go past.
We'll dust them off. We'll have a drone show.
I'll hold you boys to it. I'm fired up.
Hey, mate, just one last one, Ned, from me, mate. You're a sparky and you did your 50 marathons after work. So you did your normal job, then went and ran some marathons. What training are you doing? Are you getting up to 100 Ks in a day as we speak?
Absolutely not. No, my strength training, because obviously getting injured is probably the main issue. So I'm smashing a heap of strength training, three big sessions a week. My running's probably about 100K a week at the moment, which is not a heap, but it'll all ramp up very soon, and then it'll be go time. So but as you said, with the work as a Sparky, I've got to, you know, I'm out the door by 6:30 to work, back home at 3, so I've got to get the training in either at 4 a.m. or straight after.
You're a freak, mate. You're an absolute freak. Keep in touch with our people. Get your people to speak to our guys. We'd love to get involved when you get over here and kick it off, and we'll load up. And people can as well. Ned's, and that's double DS, Ned's Record Run, one word, .com, if you want more info and how you can support Ned. Well done, mate. Inspiring
Legends,
stuff.
Guys. Thank you so much. I'll see you in September.
Can't wait.
Good on you, mate.
What a ripper. Ned Brockman, nedsrecordrun.com, NEDDS.